Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Joanne Moy was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She graduated from West Virginia University before moving to Hawaii. Her breadth of experience involves raising children and providing opportunities for others through works of service and sacrifice. Speaking of sacrifice, you know, our ability to sacrifice for others, well, it really is a picture, a sign, a symbol, an expression of the love of Jesus Christ. And that's why we have the Good Life Radio Show, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and to lead you to Jesus. Now, there's always hope in Christ, and no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, whatever challenge it might be, there is always hope in Jesus. Christ, our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins, he shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And my friend, today the living Christ calls you to himself. As he's called Joanne, as he's called me, he calls you. Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ and surrender your life to him? Joanne Moy has worked at numerous jobs, including work at Punahou School. She even helped form the Leahi Soccer Club. She's married to Tui Tonga. They have 4 children, Tui, Tau, Mia, and TJ. Joanne, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Happy to be here.
Joanne, I mentioned Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Give us more specifics. Where in Pittsburgh and what was it like growing up there?
Pittsburgh, people are familiar with, I'm sure. I was born in a Pittsburgh hospital, but grew up south of Pittsburgh, halfway between Washington, PA, and Pittsburgh. I grew up in the rural area. We lived on a dirt road. I had to walk a mile just to catch the school bus to get to school.
Wow.
So there's a big difference between city living and country living.
Now, the question remains, were you a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
You bet, and I still am.
Still are.
You bet I am.
Well, Pittsburgh has gone through some really great years, some great seasons.
Sure has. The Pirates are doing good right now, too, so I'm a Pirate fan, too.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Who did what?
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I'd have to say my parents and grandparents.
Also?
Pardon?
Also? How did they influence you, you know, your grandparents and parents in your growing up years?
Well, I grew up in the country, and when I grew up, you went out the door and you played all day, and when it was time to come home, your mother would yell, "Yoo-hoo!" And you knew it was time for dinner. So in those days, parents were home more than they are in today's world. So I do have to say it was my parents that raised us, and then my grandmother lived a mile down the road, so we spent a lot of time at her place. She had a farm that we did gardening, and she had horses, and so as I said, I grew up more in a rural area than a city life, and it was open and free, and the hardest part about now living in town is the elbow space and the freedom to move around, that is the number of people that's right next door to you.
Well, not only is it more of a constrained environment in town, you ended up moving to Hawaii from there, so you are constrained by space, and then you might have even island fever. I mean, there's just only so many places you can go in the islands. How did you become a Christian?
Well, I've been a Christian all my life, meaning that we went to church every Sunday. I think most people did back then at church. I mean, Sunday there was nothing open except a few stores here and there. So Sunday was church day. I think that was just the general way of living back then. So I grew up in church and went to Sunday school and went to church and went to the summer camp. And so I've always known God and known Jesus and knew all the songs that you sing when you're young. And then you get into teenagerhood and then maybe follow some wrong paths. So I didn't really get born again, truly saved, until I hit the age of 40.
And
it was
40.
Yes, and it was in a dream. And I knew that I had a drinking problem. And I had been praying to God to help me with that. But that night, it was like I really put my heart into my prayer. And I saw a white sheet come over me. And when I woke up the next day, I felt clean as a whistle. And since that day, I have never had the desire to touch a drop of alcohol. So from that day on, I knew God was real, Jesus was real, and my life was clean and turned around.
Now, at that time, John, were you married?
Yes. I had my four children then. The oldest was probably about 6 or 7, and the youngest three or four.
How did you come to Hawaii?
I guess the best way to put it is I'm cold-blooded. And in West Virginia, the campus, the places going from class to class is a long walk. And a couple times you have to sometimes wait for a shuttle bus to get you from campus to campus. And several times I thought I was going to freeze to death. Really, I was cold. And Even here in Hawaii, sometimes I feel the air conditioning's too cold. So I just have this cold-blooded, I don't know if it's nature or just the way I am, but I just, you know, I'd had enough of snow and cold weather. So when I graduated, I knew one thing for sure, I was going somewhere warm. And it was my mother that suggested Hawaii. And I said, oh, do I need a visa? I couldn't believe a college graduate, and I didn't even know Hawaii was a state already. And so she said, no, you don't. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good to me. So I bought a ticket, and away I came.
Just like that?
Just like that. I just knew I don't like cold weather. Florida was an option, but I don't like snakes. And they said they have a lot of snakes in Florida. They said there's no snakes in Hawaii. I said, oh, good. I'll give it a try.
Well, it was a pretty simple and clear direction you had to come here, to go to Hawaii. And so you get to Hawaii, and what was it like for you?
And again, I feel it was like God that arranged all that. Now that I'm born again and I can see life in a different manner than I could when I was young, I can see that God's been with me. You know, when you're born again, you know that the love of the Holy Spirit is within you. And even though I didn't know that back then, I just felt that this is where God led me. He led me to the relationship with my husband. This next year, 2016, we'll have been married 40 years. And I just feel absolutely blessed since I gave up the drink and turned my life around and try to devote my life to sharing the love of Jesus Christ with others.
Well, you've been involved with many, many activities. You've touched a lot of lives. I do want to find out how you met your husband when you came to Hawaii. So let's talk about that a little bit when we come back from our break. How does Joanne from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who goes to school in West Virginia, how does she meet Tui Tonga Moi and have a family? I want to get back to that when we return. As you listen today to Joanne sharing, so graciously sharing her story, you know, there are paths twists and turns in life, and some of those we foresee and we think and we plan and we make those changes. And at other times, there are people we meet, opportunities that come about that we could not have foreseen, we could not have planned. Perhaps today, you're in a place where you need to make some changes. Maybe you're praying, as Joanne has prayed, that the Lord would set you free from a certain kind of addiction that has really held you back from fulfilling your potential. When we come back, Joanne Moy will share more of her story of what the Lord has enabled her to experience. And as you hear her, consider how the Lord will work in your life as well. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments with Joanne Moy.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliwomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, you know, it can be really exciting when you take a step of faith. Maybe you've heard other people that do it, you've seen others do it, you've seen the results of it. Maybe there's something deep down inside that would like to take a step and see what God can do in your life. Well, it was at a point for Joanne Moy where she was just tired of being cold all the time. So she says, "Yeah, I'm going to leave West Virginia." She graduates from West Virginia University. And she says, "Well, I got two choices. Either I'm going to go to Florida or Hawaii." She doesn't like snakes, so Hawaii was the choice. And she's been here ever since. She's raised her family, four children, Tui, Tao, Mia, and TJ. She married Tui Tonga. They met while she was here. And you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. I'm believing that God has something very special for you as you share in this moment, listening with me to Joanne share heart to heart with you. So Joanne, take us back. How did you meet Tui Tonga?
My husband was a rugby player. I was a soccer player. I did not grow up in athletics, but I got a lot of exercise because, as I said, I grew up in the country. So everywhere we went, we walked as kids. We played in the woods and rode on the vines and built houses with, you know, little cabins in the woods and rode our bicycle everywhere we went. And so even though I wasn't an athlete per se, even though I wasn't an athlete per se, I had strong legs because I walked a lot and rode a lot of bicycle. Mm-hmm. So in my first job at Salvation Army down in Kahala, 22nd Avenue, I was walking. I didn't have a car, so I was walking to Waikiki and past Kapi'olani Park, and there were a group of girls there kicking a ball around. I was only familiar with soccer through PE in college, so at least I knew a little bit about it. So they said, why don't you come and join us? And I thought, why not? I'm brand new to the island. I didn't really know anyone or have any friends then. So I said, oh, okay. So that was the first soccer team I joined in crossing Kapi'olani Park that beautiful day in Hawaii Nei. And it turns out in a field that's not far from the soccer fields is, it's like a football field, but that's where they played rugby. I happened to have been renting a room in Waikiki from a rugby player. And so he said, we're going to have a party this weekend. Would you and your soccer team like to join us? And I thought, wow, that's a good way to meet some people of the other sex. And I thought, great. So I talked to my team, and it turned out only one friend was willing to come to that party. And at that party, I noticed this one gentleman that had Afro hairdo and that laughed a lot. And so somehow I gravitated toward him, and he got a kick out of me, and that was the beginning. And that was about 45 years ago, so it was a long time ago, but we've been together ever since. That's how we met.
You met by laughter, right? And soccer,
right?
And rugby, laughter, and sports. It's
right.
There's something about our being able to let go. You know, like you said, you mentioned how you saw the girls playing soccer, and you didn't know anybody. Doesn't it feel good to have our inhibitions go down so we can be who we want to be, or try to be who we feel maybe God would have us to be?
Correct. It's just like the word freedom. I know last night I watched a movie about John and Patmos, and he talked about the freedom of Jesus Christ, and it's been ever since I've known Jesus as my Savior that I've felt the freedom of personhood.
Mm. Joanne, what are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
Various things. One of the things that's heavy on my heart that I don't know yet what to do with is the homelessness on this island. I feel the most important thing in life, and this is what I try to encourage in my children and grandchildren, is prayer, because I believe the power of prayer is more powerful than people even imagine. So prayer is what I try to initiate or push, and belong to several prayer groups and initiated several at Punahou School while I was there, and still try to keep those prayer groups going also.
Now, when you talk about prayer, someone could hear about it and think a number of things with reference to prayer, the Lord's Prayer, reciting something that's memorized, which could be very meaningful, as you and I would know. But what do you mean when you say there's power when you allude to, this dynamic capacity that God has given us to take part in. What do you mean by that?
I mean that a lot of people are misled about definition of words in this day and age because definitions of words are being changed, as you know. And to me, prayer, some people think need to be done in a staid fashion, S-T-A-I-D fashion, whereas I know that prayer is simply talking to God. You don't have to be in a certain position. You don't have to be in a certain place. You don't have to be have anything special near you or around you, that you can talk to God anywhere, anytime, in any position. And to me, that's what I want to spread to other people, that prayer is so important in life. It should be one of your number one priorities, and that prayer doesn't have to be in a group. It doesn't have to be anything other than talking to God. That is what prayer is, and it's so important.
You give us an example, Joanne, about at the age of 40, you prayed and you had a dream, and then you woke up and you haven't had a drink since then.
Correct.
Give us another example of how you have seen the power of God through prayer.
It's hard for me to say right off the bat, but in thinking back over my life, I mean, mm-hmm. since I got born again, the way things fell into place, it's just like every day I try to look at as a miracle, because I called my retirement, I've retired from work, and I called my retirement a capital DUI, which stands for daily unplanned interruptions. Mm-hmm. And so now instead of, I look at these DUIs as God's miracles, because there's people that come across your path that you didn't expect to see for the day or ever again. And it's just more fun to watch life through God than trying to make it planned and get everything done that you want to get done for the day.
Someone might listen to that and say, you know, that's good for Joanne. I'm glad that you're able to live that way. You know, we live such frenetic lives. We're about one thing and another thing. And, you know, there's this whole mindset that has influenced many of us when it comes to being able to do many things seemingly at once. I can hold many things and spin many plates simultaneously. But when you have a focused life, as it seems you have, you're able to see that. When did God reveal these things to you for you to be able to perceive things the way that you do?
I'd have to say, especially since I retired, because when you work, well, your day's sort of scheduled. You go to work and you do what you have to do and you get all that done. And my husband and I both worked more or less two jobs for a long time. We were both coaches. We coached soccer for many years together. He was an entertainer and worked in the entertainment field for many years. And just this past weekend, am I allowed to mention the church I go to?
Sure.
Yes. We belong to New Hope Church, and my granddaughter is in their youth program where they perform at Polyku Theater. And so they are getting ready to take a trip to Japan. And the girl that sings next to hers, Meridian, her grandfather and my husband were entertainers together for a number of years on the mainland. And I thought, only God could put something like that together, where, well, I'll call, say his name, Mekki's granddaughter and my husband's granddaughter are performing right beside each other.
Well,
in Hawaii when Mekki lives in Maryland now, and my husband's over here. So it's just seeing miracles like that. I just, you know, it almost makes me cry to see how good God is. And if people would just realize that God is so good, and all you have to do is pray to him and look at life through his eyes instead of your own eyes.
Well, you have a gift in being able to see life in that way. And by you sharing it the way that you are with us, it reminds us, it's a gentle reminder for us to see the hand of God at work in our lives as well. I want to thank you for that. Thank you for sharing those insights. Joanne, you raised four children, and you and your husband worked hard to do that. When we come back, would you be open? Could we talk a little bit about maybe some lessons that you've learned about parenting? Perhaps some insights of how God has shown you things in the way you've seen your children and how they've grown. And yeah, just simple lessons, maybe. Could we talk about that when we come back?
Definitely.
We're with Joanne Moy. She has four children, Tui, Tao, Mia, and TJ. Well, when we come back, I will talk a little bit, talk story about raising kids. You know, a woman like Joanne, she can share a lot of insight, and she will. When we come back, stay with us. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
And Joanne Moy, she helped form the Leahi Soccer Club. She was a coach and has coached for many years. She, along with her husband, Tui Tonga. When you hear his name, Tui Tonga, you might think, "Well, okay, is he Tongan?" Well, that's something we need to ask Joanne about. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you've chosen to spend this time with us, and I believe it's going to be very much worth your while. Joanne Tui Tonga, what's the meaning of his name, and where is your husband from?
I asked my husband the meaning of his name as one of the grandkids said, "What does it mean?" And he said it means King of Tonga. So even though it's pronounced like Tui Tonga, King of Tonga, he is from Samoa. I think Mampusonga is the town he's from over there. So, of course, we relate to all the Samoan community, and we were blessed to visit Samoa over the Christmas holidays this past Christmas. My husband hadn't been back home to there in over 50 years, so it was a wonderful experience for both of us, as I had never been to Samoa, and to see the beautiful islands. We visited three of them: American Samoa, Western Samoa, and I forget that third island's name. But anyway, the third island, too. And it was quite an experience. We stayed with his brother and sister-in-law. And all I can say is that we had a wonderful time. And it just touched my heart that my husband was able to go back and visit friends, visit relatives, and to see where he grew up again.
Well, let's stay there a little while on this particular subject. What was it like? I mean, what was so touching? What was so meaningful about it, Joanne?
I felt the most meaningful thing was him getting to see relatives that he hadn't seen in a long time. Samoa is rural, so it reminded me of being back home. They don't have big cities and high rises. And what impressed me about Samoa is that they don't have homelessness and they don't have orphanages, that kids are all adopted over there. There's no orphanages. You don't see loose people over there. Everybody takes care of everyone else. So it's a very caring community. You see churches in every block over there. They're a very church-oriented society, and that impressed me. What a loving, loving people that they are.
You know, you mentioned something that might be an interesting observation. Even in Hawaii, it's hard for me to recall seeing, I don't know if I recall ever seeing someone with a Samoan background who was homeless. I don't know if that has any meaning to what you're saying about what it's like in Samoa. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because homelessness is such a big challenge in the islands.
Yes.
Do you think there is some kind of connection to that culturally, to where the Samoan culture, the Samoan heritage?
Yes, I do, because I just feel that they are a loving culture, and I feel that they just take in whoever it is that needs taken in, and they take care of whoever it is that needs taken care of. The kids they adopt, so that the kids, you know, have a home and a family to grow up with. Mm-hmm. So you don't find orphanages over there, and you don't find homelessness over there. The people take care of the people, and I think it's all initiated by the church, you know, instilling that love your neighbor as yourself feeling throughout the community.
You raised four children, you and your husband.
Correct.
What lessons has the Lord taught you in raising kids?
Well, what I feel I didn't do enough of was pray. We did pray, and they know the Lord's Prayer, but I do have to say a lot of the younger generation doesn't know the Lord's Prayer. When we grew up, when I grew up, why, that was how you started your school day. But now they don't start school days that way. So I've noticed that the younger generation does not know the Lord's Prayer. And as you said, there's prayers that are memorized, and then there's prayers that's just talking to God. And I feel that in bringing my children up, it was just important for me to instill in them the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. So instilling in them the power of prayer.
Even when I coached, Danny, even when I coached, yes. I had the team pray before we played. And a lot of the kids acted sort of shy about that. I always tried to get a student to pray instead of me. And sometimes they would. And if they didn't, then I did. But I just felt it should be open to students to do that if they want to do that. And to me, prayer is disappearing from our society, meaning like in athletic events and in general everyday. Even when we were in school, we always prayed before we ate lunch. It was just a thing everybody did. You see everybody sit down, eat lunch, and say their prayer, whether it was private, personal, or in a group, and then they'd eat their lunch. And now you just don't see kids pray, of course, unless they're church kids and in church groups and doing a church thing. But as far as in general everyday living, you don't see it spread the way I would like to see prayer spread.
Now, if you had it to do over again,
mm-hmm.
Let's just think about this as a more of a hypothetical situation. If you had it to do over again, you mentioned you'd pray more.
Mm-hmm.
What would you pray about more for your kids? Maybe someone today listening may be able to learn from your insights and apply lessons that you would do in their own life today. How would you pray differently?
I would have them pray more for God's will to be done in their life. In a lot of prayers, we say, God, I need this, I want that, can you do this for me? And instead of praying that way, I'd have them pray, Lord, let your will be done. So that's how I teach them to pray, so that they put God first. God should always be first in your life. And that's what I try to instill now. And I try, if I had it to do over, that's what I would definitely try to instill in them. It's, everything should be God first.
You know, the words that you just used, your will be done. Of course, Jesus himself prayed that way. He taught us to pray that way in Matthew chapter 6. Even in the prayer at Gethsemane, he says, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. When we pray that way, I just want to, you know, press it a little further. When we pray that way or teach our children to pray that way, something else happens. Because when we say, Lord, your will be done, it does become more Christ-centered, God-centered in terms of prayer. But then what comes about is a challenge. Don't you think, Joanne, a challenge? Now, if God's will is different from my will, how am I going to respond to that? What would you say to, whether it's a child or maybe an adult today who is gaining some insight even from what you just mentioned, the challenge now, okay, what if God's will is different from my will? What would you say about that?
I would say that God's plan is better than ours, so it's better to try to understand what he's trying to teach us. And everything that we go through in life, it's a lesson to be learned. And to try to understand what God's trying to teach us through our plan A not being his plan A, that his plan B is probably better than our plan A. So it's to, I feel that once you truly love the Lord and have him first in your life, it alleviates a lot of fear. People are afraid of this. People are afraid of that. I know we have these hurricane warnings, and I know many besides myself are praying that it doesn't touch our islands. And so far, we've been successful that the hurricanes haven't touched us. A lot of rain has, but our islands needed it anyway. So we never know what God's plan is, but to be open to receive God's plan, be grateful for his plan, to thank him, to ask him what lesson that we are to learn from his plan. Because I'm sure when you study the Bible and read the Bible and study the different characters in the Bible, I'm sure it wasn't in Moses' plan to take 40 years to get to the promised land. And that's why I relate to Moses, because I was 40 when I got saved, and so I like the number 40. And Joseph's plan to be in a prison for as long as he was before he became the leader of the land. So we never know what God has down the line. And since I've been born again, I know we bought our first home in Makaha. And I didn't even know back then the difference between a public school and a private school, but all my daughter's soccer friends said, oh, apply for Punahou. So I applied. And when we got to Makaha, she got accepted. I said, oh, my goodness, God, that's a long drive. But my husband and she, because at the same time, my husband and I applied for jobs there, and we both got hired. But I didn't want to accept a job just yet because I still had three in Makaha. And it's a long drive. So I worked in Makaha Elementary for that year. Then the second year when my son got accepted at Punahou, I reapplied for a job and luckily got one. So I just felt that was all God at work and in his timing. So I said, God, we're a little far away. So our next place that we bought was in Pearl City. And I thought that that was good. And I enjoyed that for 3 or 4 or 5 years until the traffic grew. And I thought, ooh, God, this is still a little bit too far away. And so we looked around and we found a place in Kaimuki. And so that's where we still are 20 years later.
Wow. So, Joanne, you have been blessed. And the Lord's hand has clearly been upon you. I do want to address something that maybe someone who is feeling a bit down today, maybe discouraged, a bit downcast because of their current situation, they might listen and say, with a tenor of envy, "Wow, that's you, Joanne Moore. You have sort of been blessed with the not just the silver lining of life, but a golden lining of life, and look at me, I'm really in the dregs of life. I'm struggling with making ends meet. I'm struggling. I can't even think the thoughts you think." When we come back, could we talk story or talk heart to heart about that? Maybe, you know, keeping in mind someone like that and giving a word of encouragement. Could we do that?
Yes, definitely.
I'm talking with Joanne Moy. Graciously sharing her story of how God has moved her from Makaha to Pearl City to Kaimuki and opened doors of opportunity for her kids to go to Punahou. And then she will share how through prayer and the Lord's grace and submitting to his will, it has made a difference in her life. She'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you've heard of the acronym DUI, and you might say to yourself, well, that Danny, that's driving under the influence. Well, I have another definition of that, another explanation of that. I didn't make it up. It's actually Joanne Moy has used this DUI, daily unplanned interruptions. And by that, she means, speaking of God's way of working in our lives, there are certain things, certain people, opportunities that come about that we could not have set up ourselves. And God, through these seeming interruptions, is actually showing us his hand of how he's leading and guiding us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and perhaps today, maybe just now or a few moments ago or maybe a few moments from now, some interruption will come about. And because we've shared in this time together, you'll be reminded that it's not an interruption. It's God's intervention in your life, guiding you, directing you. You can find out more about our program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get programs like these. Of course, everyone's so unique. But to meet your needs and perhaps even meet the needs of others. We also have a national broadcast called A Slice of the Good Life. You can find out more about that at goodlifeslice.com. Joanne, before our break, I talked about, you know, as I listen to how God has opened doors of opportunity, I know you undergird everything with prayer. But what about someone who says, you know, Joanne, I wish my life was like your life, you know, to be able to buy a home and then move closer into town and to send your kids to such a prestigious school like Punahou. What would you say to someone who is feeling a bit of envy in their heart right now, because they're going through a rough time? What would you say?
We'd have to let them know that God has a plan for each of us, a plan and a purpose. I don't know what other people's plans are, just like I didn't even know what my own was until I leaned on God. And it's just like the song, Lean On Me. I love to sing it because I'm thinking of God, because that's who I lean on. And I would have to say to them when they're going through or being I'll just say jealous of the way my prayers have been answered, that they should try just to honestly, sincerely pray to God to have His love in their heart and to be open to see what purpose He has for them in their life. Because every purpose is a different purpose, and I just feel that they should be open to see what God has planned for them.
If I may, Joanne, along with what you've shared, maybe underline a few things or perhaps highlight what you shared, not only just now, but the context of the way that you've shared about yourself. A lot of your life, from what you've shared, is a life of surrender, surrendering to God. So it's been God leading you and then you responding, you surrendering, God, what's the next step, following Him. Even as you spoke about decisions that you had to make, whether it was to move from Macau or to stay in Macau for another year or so to work there, because life itself, you know, you had more than one child, multiple kids, complex. Life is complex. And in the complexities of life, how have you seen the Lord answer your prayers? You know, has it been, I pray one thing and God answers, and then I pray another thing and God answers? Or, you know, in the reality of everyday life, things come, curveballs come in life, a baseball analogy. How has it been for you?
That has happened to me, Danny, and I do have to say, or admit, I guess, that sometimes I get angry, not at God, just at the circumstances that have happened in my life. Sometimes I get angry at myself for little things like dropping whatever's in my hand or just little things like that. And so, yes, there are the curveballs in life. And, yes, I do get angry. And my only solace to all of that is to pray to God for forgiveness, pray to God for the next step, pray to God what His plan is for me. And that's what gets me through each and every day. And it's funny, Danny, because at the last prayer group I went to, one of the prayer partners, when she came to the table to pray with us, said, you know, I just went through two miracles downstairs. She said, I came to prayer group thirsty, and I didn't have any money, and I didn't have anything to drink, and I was thirsty. She said, and the first one I ran into was Joanne, and she offered me a bottle of water. She says, and then when I took a few more steps, I ran into so-and-so, and they offered me another drink. She said, so here I am with water and a drink here at the prayer table. And like I said, it's just all in how you look at life. And to me, life can be hard, and it is. And we all have to go through our tragedies, like what you went through yourself in your fall from the poly. And we just have to lean on God and know that in His arms we are saved and secure. And I think that is what helps dispel so many of the fears we have about what might happen or could happen or will happen, or is to lean on God and then trust in what will happen according to Him.
Mm-hmm. I would be remiss if I did not ask a woman of prayer, a prayer woman like yourself, to pray for us, to pray for someone today who is facing certain challenges, maybe challenges with their own children, or challenges at work, challenges with their finances. Things seem as though they aren't connecting. The ends aren't meeting. Health disconnections, health failings, doctors' words that are shocking, because they were never expected. Those things have happened to our listeners, and they hear us, Joanne, just as we're speaking to them directly, heart to heart, one-on-one. Could you pray for them, please?
Yes, definitely. Heavenly Father, Lord, I lift up the people that are suffering various things, Lord. We all go through different tragedies or different things that make us angry or different things that make us worried, different things that we might fear, such as finances, such as illnesses, such as our children being safe in school or wherever they are, being away from us. Lord, we have so many different things that we have to lift to you, God. And my prayer, Lord, is that those that have these worries in their life, Lord, learn how to look to you and how to follow you, God. Learn how to join a prayer group where they can lift all these circumstances to you, God. Because in the big picture, Lord, it's your will that will be done, God. So I just pray that these people learn to love you the way you love them, that they learn to speak to you through their mind, through their heart, through their soul, and even through their lips, Lord. I just pray that people will learn how to trust in you and to talk to you and to watch for the miracles that you perform each and every day in each of our lives in one way or another, God. Even a small thing like getting a drink when you're thirsty, Lord, is a huge miracle in some people's eyes. So I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for being on this program. I just thank you for being invited. I just thank you, God, for the miracles you've performed through my life and through my children's life and through my husband's life, Lord. We are truly blessed, and we know that, and we love you, and we appreciate you. And when I think of the pain that your son suffered, Lord, to give us a clear path to heaven, Lord, I just love you and thank you for that, God, through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. John, thank you for your heart. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your encouragement. You've been a blessing. You've been a blessing to me, to our dear listeners. God has sent you as though you were an angel to lift us up today. For that, I'm very grateful. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us and to share heart to heart like you have. You're a blessing.
Well, I thank you, Danny, for having me and how much I've enjoyed speaking with you. So thank you, Danny. And praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
Amen.
And dear one, as you have heard Joanne today, well, please know that you are not alone. Now, the Lord has enabled us to share in this moment with you, well, really a reminder that the Lord knows you, he loves you, and indeed you are not alone. And that's why I hope that you've been encouraged today by the story of Joanne Moy. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, say, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. Psalm 119:165 says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Joanne Moy. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Magata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.